There's a controversy brewing over a new kind of unregulated ride service that's been growing in Seattle. Cab drivers are speaking out against the new businesses. Companies like Uber and Sidecar and Lyft offer smartphone apps that allow users to book a ride with the touch of a button. Seattle officials learned more about those businesses yesterday. KUOW's Derek Wong reports.
The services seem to be gaining popularity with riders. Uber opened up shop in Seattle a couple of years ago, and the newest entrant is Lyft, which started last month. For customers like Saul Spady, the companies represent a transportation innovation.
I used to take taxis, and I will honestly say, and I don't mean this as an insult to any in this room, but I only exclusively take Uber and Sidecar and Lyft now, and because as a consumer, the process, the ease of it, of the experience is really streamlined.
The apps only take credit cards. Fans of the services say that increases safety for both the riders and drivers because no cash is involved. But critics argue that the new companies are not subject to the same kind of regulations that govern the cab business. Drivers in the new services aren't required to have professional licenses, and vehicles aren't necessarily subject to the same kind of inspections as a cab. Cab businesses say that's unfair to them. Samantar Guled is with a business owner group.
If you go to the bottom of it, it's nothing more than a discrimination put together as an innovation. This is not innovation. This is disgrace that the city is allowing this new entrance to compete on an uneven level playing field.
City officials are grappling with how to handle these new businesses. They're in the process of discussing whether to issue new regulations. I'm Derek Wong, KUOW News.